This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball until 11 o'clock like we do every Saturday morning, almost every Saturday morning. Today, wondering why the Cubs ceased pursuing the best pitcher
nicely done
on the market, and why the White Sox like so many ex-Cubs. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, David. Yeah, it's an exciting time always before the winter meetings begin, starting tomorrow night in Orlando, Florida, where the Cubs hopefully will be active. The White Sox, in their own way, I think will be also, and the Hot Stove League is warming up extremely well. We have players to report places where they might go, including the Midwest and maybe even in Chicago.
And you will be there. You are going to cover the winter meetings for The Score and the Marquee Sports Network. A lot of conversation, a lot of speculation. We will get into all of that today because that's the major thing you want to do on a cold winter's morning, even though it's officially not winter yet. We want to talk about the possibilities, who the Cubs are pursuing, who the White Sox are looking at. We have Crane Kenny, the Cubs president of business operations, joining us at 9:30. We have Gene Watson, the White Sox director of player personnel, joining us at 10:30. In between, we'll do a lot of speculating and looking at who might be some answers to some pressing questions for both teams, Bruce. I have a list of things I want to go through with you. Where do you want to start when we talk about Cubs, Sox, winter meetings?
Let's talk about the Cubs' pursuit of a starting pitcher, because as you mentioned with that nice little segue of Cease in the open here. Dylan Cease has gone to 7 years, $310 million to the Toronto
Blue Jays.
Yep.
Yeah, 210. Seven
210.
For 210.
Right.
30 per.
Yep. And a lot of money for a pitcher who's still relatively young at age 30, hasn't missed a start since 2018. Been durable, 200 strikeouts a year, 200 innings a year. Hard to find. Results, not really where you wanted him to be last year.
Well, 30 per year for a 30-year-old pitcher. $210 million, seven-year contract. Patrick Mooney reported the Cubs were in on Cease up until it got north of $200 million.
So were six other teams.
All right. So why do you think ultimately the Cubs decided to say that was too rich for our blood?
I don't know if they said that. So the report said, if I read it correctly, David, that when it got to $200 million, that's when they were out. We don't know if that was... That was their second best bid, third best bid, fourth best bid. All we know is that the Cubs and five other teams finished second, right? So, you know, congratulations to Toronto. They got themselves a durable pitcher. Are the results going to be there for a guy that's averaged 5.1 innings per start last year? We'll see.
In your mind, is Dylan Cease's stuff good enough to be called ace caliber?
No. No, he's not a number one.
So when you in your mind,
I'll take that back. He's a number one on certain teams,
but not this Cub team,
not the Toronto team, not the Cub team.
All right, so you're looking at it as all right, this was a wise, prudent move for the Cubs to back off because there are other pitchers.
No, not necessarily. No, no, I was all for the Cubs going after Dylan Cease, and his power arm is really important. He would be. If not a one, but a two, okay? I think Horton is your number one going
forward. Moving forward,
here.
I think we're in agreement there.
But having a power arm like Cease, great idea. The Cubs felt it was a great idea to pursue it. Toronto thought it was a great idea worth 7 years, right? So with that in mind, they got this player.
Let's stay with pitching because you were on the Marquee Sports Network. I love it when you do the... Cubs Baseball 360. Is that what the name of the program is? It's a really good look at everything going on. And you were quoted as saying, and we talked about it with you on the next day on the Mullen Haw Show, Tatsuya Imai is a Japanese right-hander.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It does, really. We're going to get that between that and Agbogbamiga with the Bears, we're going to get really good at this pronunciation thing. But he is a 27-year-old right-hander whose swing and miss stuff, Bruce, would play well in the majors in the Cubs rotation. You thought he might be a guy that makes sense for the Cubs. Why and how much?
Well, the infrastructure is number one with the Cubs, okay? They have had two really good success stories with the Japanese market. And Jed Hoyer has become a quasi-expert with the Japanese market, having gone there multiple times over the last 5 years and have developed his own relationships over there. So the Cubs are well known as a great landing place for a Japanese player. Imai, to his credit, is not really that concerned about that right now. He pretty much said in an interview recently that he doesn't necessarily want to go to the Dodgers. He wants to develop his own image, right, rather than just another Japanese player. Does that play well for the Cubs or not? I don't know. But all I can tell you is the Cubs love Imai, and his stuff plays well. The problem is that you first have to pay a posting fee to his Cebu Lions, which is the team he's coming from in Japan.
He's represented by...
Scott Boras.
So right. That there's a posting fee, but he also doesn't he have to sign by January 2nd,
or else he has to go back to Japan.
So that would mean that he's one of the rare Boras clients you would have clarity on.
Well, I mean, look, Cease. You know, when I talked to Scott Boras last week, he said, everybody says I always wait till January or February with my players. My player got the right amount. He told me this was good for him, and we signed the first big contract of the offseason. So no way to figure on Scott Boras other than the fact that he represents some of the best players in baseball and has for the last 35 years. But in the case of Imai, David, you're right. I would not be shocked at the winter meetings starting Sunday night through Wednesday that Imai is already signed by the end of that time.
Let's stick with the pitching. There was a report yesterday from Mark Fysand that the Cubs were in or one of three teams linked to Zach Gallen from the Diamondbacks. Now, Zach Gallen, a couple years ago, he was a difference-making pitcher. Last year, not so much. They looked at him during the trade deadline, one of the names we talked about a lot on this program, on this station. What's the latest with Zach Gallen, and why would he make
sense?
Well,
that's accurate. The Cubs have interest in Gallen, as they have in many pitchers, but their interest is high on Gallen because he's been a dominant pitcher in the National League for a long time with the Diamondbacks. Coming off of not a great year, okay? 13-15 with a 4.53 ERA. But the man posts 192 innings, 175 strikeouts. Again, durability, ability to make all their starts as well as have a high strikeout ratio falls into the area of a power arm.
312-644-6767. Hear any names you like? Who do you want the Cubs to pursue? How about the Sox? Because they are also in the market for some help on the mound, at the plate, wherever you want. Let us know. Call or text. We're still going through a list. It's a long one because the Cubs have many needs.
David, Jed Hoyer a few weeks ago talked about their preparation for the Japanese market and for Imai. Let's listen to him talking about how the Cubs look at the Japanese players and the market.
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak to the way we saw Seiya, but I think with Seiya, we felt like his talent would translate really well. We knew that there would be some adjustments, and I think we've seen him make adjustments, you know, because I think you have to face the caliber of pitching over here. But I think every team's going to have to look at the players that are coming over and decide, do they think this swing is going to translate? Do they think his approach to the plate is going to translate? Those are all the factors. I think we looked at all those things with Seiya and decided that it was a really good investment.
Bruce, I think that's a really interesting comment from Jed Hoyer a couple weeks ago. But I here's the one thing I can't figure out, and I don't know when it comes to Imai. There's a report saying that the more Japanese players the team has, the less he would like them. How does that make sense?
I don't think that's...
Or is that one of those things that gets over-reported and maybe misunderstood?
I think so. I mean, we've heard the term lost in translation
yes.
a lot of times.
That could be.
I don't think he's going to eliminate necessarily the Dodgers. I certainly don't think they're going to eliminate the Cubs. He's not going to say, because... they have two Japanese players that I don't want to go there. In the case of the Dodgers, you're talking about two supreme superstars already, right? The Cubs players are really good players, right? But they're
not in the caliber of Yamamoto and Otani.
I mean,
but who is?
I mean,
that's
nobody,
not really.
Nobody has ever said, with all due respect to both Japanese players, that they're the heart and soul of the team, right?
Right.
They're the number one players on the team. Now, with Suzuki, you know, he certainly came along tremendously well last year in the first half. With Managa, he was an ace, and, you know, the talk of the National League going 15-4 in his rookie season. But neither are considered... you know, the guys that are going to be around for 10 years.
Last couple pitchers that have been linked to the Cubs. Michael King from the Padres. You hear his name a lot. He's more affordable. Ranger Suarez is out there as well. I think both of those guys you see linked to the Cubs more than somebody else still on the market. And Framber Valdez, who could be in line for a big payday.
King, you know, to me, King is going to get overpaid. And he has developed his breaking stuff into some things that are really unhittable. However, the durability factor is not proven. The idea that he was a bullpen pitcher till 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he was phenomenal. Last year, he was partially injured. So is he a pitcher that you can gamble on and get for a shorter term? I think he's still going to get 4 or 5 years at, you know, $25 million.
Wow, that's a lot for a pitcher of his caliber,
right.
But that's going to be...
But, I mean, the market is relatively weak. It's not... Even with Seasoner, you wouldn't say, well, here is the next Verlander for our staff at his peak. Here is the next Scherzer at his peak for our staff.
312 has a good text, Bruce. We could talk about every pitcher available, and the Cubs would still be short several bats. So let's talk about some bats potentially linked to the Cubs. Alex Bregman, there's that name again. Last offseason, we obsessed over it. Now we're hearing it again. What do you think about Alex Bregman and the Cubs?
I like the idea, okay? So did the Cubs. Last year, they offered 4 years, $115 million. He signed for 3 years at $120 million. The numbers were far off, but Boston had to give him an opt-out, which he took. Now he's back on the market at age 32, having played the fewest amount of games that he's played in years, suffering with a leg injury last year, only starting 114 games. Still a top-quality player with an 800-plus OPS, an outstanding defensive third baseman, a terrific in the clubhouse player,
but Bruce,
all the things you want.
But Bruce, the prospect-hugging Cub fan says, but Bruce, what about Matt Shaw? He plays third base.
Well, he can play a lot of different positions.
Okay, where?
Right.
And why? And how?
He can be a part of a better bench than the Cubs have had in the past, right? So if you bring Bregman in, here's how you look at Bregman.
Okay, how do you look at Bregman?
They need a better bench, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need a backup shortstop for Dansby. That is Nico, right? When Nico moves over there, you need a backup at second, right? That is either Shaw or Bregman, who has experience over there.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them gets hurt, Shaw is your backup for all three positions.
Okay, okay? It's a very young backup that needs 400, 500 at-bats that he's not going to get as a utility player.
Well, we don't care what he needs.
Okay.
What you care about is what the team needs to win.
Also, let me play this, because not the devil's advocate, but maybe this is an idea. You get Alex Bregman, you get Matt Shaw as a trade piece in a potential deal for a Joe Ryan or a Mackenzie Gore.
Well, you have that, and you also have the ability to trade Nico Horner.
Ooh, I don't like that idea.
It hurts, huh?
Yeah, it does. That stung. I didn't expect you to go there, Bruce.
Well, a year from now...
That's why my voice altered.
A year from now, we'll be talking about whether Nico Horner was extended this winter or is a free agent.
That's good. Okay? I hope we are talking a year from now about these things.
But the reality of the situation is Nico Horner arguably was the most consistent player in the Cubs last year.
Right? No doubt about it. The war was the highest. The consistency was the greatest. And I love everything about Nico Horner as a Cub
All-Star. His leadership stood up huge at the end of the year with clubhouse commentary to his teammates. There's nobody that doesn't like Nico, except for the fact, business-wise, he's got a year left.
No doubt about it.
Right.
I think so. We'll keep an eye on the Bregman deal. Let's look at a couple other big names out there. Kyle Tucker was spotted scouting Toronto this week. Kyle Schwarber has been linked from everyone with the Mets, back to the Phillies, and maybe, oh my gosh, the Reds. Yes, the Reds in Cincinnati. And Pete Alonso was described as a dark horse candidate for the Cubs, Bruce. Those are three big names.
Don't see him. I don't see him with the Cubs. So, the question, and we're going to get to this in Chin Music, is whether or not the Cubs' young players are ready to step up again and give Jed Hoyer, Carter Hawkins, and Craig Counsell tremendous credit on allowing young players to develop in the Cub everyday lineup. Center field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Third base last
year. Yes.
First base the year before. Catching
player development on the fly.
Yeah. And every time I would talk to Counsell for the last 2 years, I said, well, you're doing a great job with player development. He goes, player development and winning don't always go hand in hand. We're trying to win. I said, yeah, but you're doing this job. Young players are coming along and developing into the Pete Crow Armstrongs, the Michael Bushes. You know, that's a win for an organization. He goes, well, yeah, but that's for the front office to talk about, not for me.
The money goes fast, but you said both on Marquee this week and on the Mullin Haw show that you project the Cubs could have as much as $55 to $60 million on their payroll to add in terms of players. That could be two players. That could be five players, Bruce. How do you think they will distribute those funds?
Intelligently. Isn't that the way that we've
heard? Intelligent spending.
Yes, that's what we've heard Hoyer say. And
right.
they've done that to a certain amount. I mean, look, last year, a lot of those trades made at the deadline, there was no impact pitcher that was traded at the trading deadline last year, okay? Most people say, oh, the Cubs failed there. Teams were asking for, three or four of your top players for a two-month buy-in, right? On Cease, who wasn't traded, on Gallen, who wasn't traded, all these names that we're talking about that are free agents now. Valdez, part of a team that was winning. So with that in mind, you have to look at the markets for what they are right now. And in the case of the Cubs, they're shopping at the top. Did they get Cease? No. Okay. We'll see if Gallen or Imai are part of their future. But they, more than anyone else, will turn to the trade market if the free agent market isn't where they want to go.
If the Cubs are shopping at Nordstrom's, the White Sox are at Nordstrom Rack. So I think you understand that reality just because of the payroll and where they are as an organization.
Just so it's not Marshall's,
right? No problem. I don't want to disparage anybody. The Sox are trying to build the roster. They added to it this week, Anthony Kay. 2 years, $12 million, an ex-Cub added to the mix. Patrick Wisdom, ex-Cub, also was linked to them. He had 35 home runs in Japan last year. I don't know if he makes sense, but what did you think about the Anthony Kay signing?
Well, it goes along with, if you think back to 3 years ago and Eric Fetty with the White Sox.
Everybody wants to make that link.
Coming over, well, I mean, it's fair because nobody thought that was going to work, right? And he ended up pitching. He was probably the ace of the White Sox bad pitching staffs for a while, and also brought you back more talent in a three-way trade with St. Louis and the Dodgers. So going to Japan or going to Korea and bringing back players that resurrect themselves, it's not a bad idea because those leagues are more well-scouted, more comparable as far as using the metrics to figure out whether a pitcher or a player will work back here again.
He's a guy that you could pencil into the back end of the Sox rotation probably for 25 to 30 starts if he stays healthy.
I don't see where people are talking about him being in the bullpen. No.
I think that was maybe just because he, as a major league pitcher, was primarily a bullpen arm. But we'll see what the Sox have in store for him. Wisdom, does that make sense for them? Is he a guy that's coming back to the MLB?
You know, the White Sox had real problems at first base last year, defensively. Wisdom's an adequate guy that has big power. He had 35 home runs in Japan this
year. Good clubhouse guy.
Great, great guy and all that. But, the stability of being able to go in and hit a few home runs as a DH, a first baseman, backup third baseman, it's not an awful idea. It's just not... I don't think in the eyes of White Sox fans, it's a moving forward type of name.
Let's squeeze in a quick phone call from our buddy Ron, who's on the South Side. Ron, welcome inside the clubhouse. Hope you're having a good weekend.
Man, I sure appreciate this show. So much during the offseason, guys. And both of you all are right regarding the White Sox. Booth, that's insignificant. I mean, that means nothing. I don't expect... they said they need a left-handed batted first baseman. They're not going to go out and sign a free agent. They're not going to sign a free agent, period. They're just going to wait and see what these young players do this season. Hope Montgomery comes up. But I'm just going to tell you, I'm not inspired at all about we'll see what the young White Sox do. But I want to ask you one last question. Mm-hmm. Miguel Vargas came back. He started out last season pretty good. So, evidently, they don't see him at first base. I don't really see him at third base. So, is he just a bench player? But you guys have a great day. I'm enjoying the show as always.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the phone call. I see Vargas as the probably opening day third baseman right now.
Okay. Again, Ron's point is... Is he a good player moving forward? So we're talking about good enough?
I don't know.
The two things, good enough or good.
Right.
Okay. First base was a black hole for them last year. They have to fill that in. Ryan O'Hearn is a guy that the White Sox have talked to his agents about.
Left-handed Pop.
Pop, first base.
Lenin Sosa's a guy we never mention. We never talk about Lenin Sosa when we talk about the White Sox.
That's your favorite guy of all time.
I'm just saying that he is there. He hit almost 20 home runs last year.
Okay.
Well, I think that he is maybe a shrug, but he's going to be somebody that you could envision.
I mean, they're starting to build. So the things for White Sox Nation to look at is, are these backup guys starting to fall to the side, and are we seeing the Montgomerys at short, the Montgomerys in right, you know, the better quality players, the Teals behind the plate? Are those things starting to be a part of what White Sox are moving forward?
What will the Cubs' approach to spending be this offseason? A man who would know will join us next. The Cubs' president of business operations, right here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And two hits tonight. Here's the pitch by Kittredge. A swing and a high fly ball to center. Pete Crow Armstrong is there. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's got it! Pete Crow Armstrong made the catch in relatively deep center field. The Cubs have won the ball game. They have won the National League Wild Card Series.
Welcome back to Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine until 11 o'clock. Thank you to The Score for that highlight from the Cubs' wild card victory last season over the Padres. Joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is the Cubs' President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny. Good morning, Crane. How are you?
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us. We don't have a ton of time and we have a lot to cover, so let's get right to it. Appreciate your time this morning. I think it's a great to touch base with you heading in to the winter meetings, which start tomorrow in Orlando. And among the questions and topics, Crane, will be the Cubs' offseason spending plan. There have been reports out there since the end of the season that we just heard Pat Hughes call, or the wild card series and the playoff series after that against the Brewers, that the Cubs have the third highest revenue in Major League Baseball and yet the 14th highest payroll. And that disparity has been used against the Cubs by national baseball reporters who are well-respected and whose opinion means something as a suggestion that the Cubs are unwilling to recommit the dollars that they earn into the ball club. Have you noticed those reports? What has been your reaction, and how would you explain them?
Well, thanks for starting off with a softball. Appreciate that. let me just say it's really hard to compare one team to another. I mean, I'll get into it as much as you want, but I don't pay a lot of attention to it. There are so many factors, even within the same market, that are different. Like, let's just start. So the revenue line that I see used most often is pre-revenue sharing. So I, you guys know how revenue sharing works, but not everybody does. So every team gives about 48% of their revenue to the league, large markets and small. And then the league returns to each of the 30 teams an equal amount. So if you're a large market, you obviously get back less than you put in, and you are a net payor. If you're a small market, you get back a lot more than you put in, and you're a net payee. And we're one of the largest payors in baseball. So when you see the gross revenue line, that's before revenue sharing. And then, like, even within a market, things are different based on how you own your ballpark. So we're one of five teams that own their stadium. So we wouldn't trade for anything, you know, the honor of owning Wrigley Field, but with it comes the obligation to maintain it. Another example on the White Sox, you know, they rent their ballpark and the landlord pays the majority of CapEx. So these are huge numbers. So put it this way, our CapEx for 26 will be more than our highest paid player. So again, wouldn't trade anything for the privilege of running Wrigley Field, but what we have to do to maintain our facility versus being in a rented facility is a substantial sum of money. The same thing's true with property taxes. So if you own your stadium, you get the honor of paying property taxes. If you're in a leased ballpark like the White Sox, you don't. And that's also a huge number. And then there's amusement taxes that differ from market to market. So Chicago pays the highest amusement taxes in the country, as you know, surprise the way our taxes work here, at 12%. And we paid the most amusement taxes of all teams in baseball last year. L.A., Boston, San Francisco, all those markets, 0% amusement or sales tax on their tickets. So, like, I'm not saying one is right, one is wrong. I'm just saying when you look at gross revenue numbers before revenue sharing, before CapEx, before property taxes, before amusement, but all that, you're not really seeing a real picture about what's available to put into your baseball budget. So I've seen them. You know, it would be like me saying, hey, David, what was your gross income? And then what's your biggest expense? Let's call it your mortgage. Mm-hmm. Boy, you're really rich. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, yeah, but you've ignored all of my other expenses and my taxes. It's fodder. It's interesting to talk about, but it's, you know, wildly inaccurate. So we don't spend a ton of time looking at it.
Crane, the baseball department has developed an excellent farm system, made great trades to help augment the fact that you don't necessarily have to have a $350 million payroll to win. Should the Cubs have to listen to that on the outside, knowing that you won 90-plus games for the first time since 2018 and the arrow is pointing up? How do you and Mr. Ricketts and Jed and the front office look at that?
This is a Jed question more than a Crane question. We leave to Jed and Carter and team the decision making on how we use our, we'll call it, a farm system as one of the forms of currency to build a club. You know, there's, you know, multiple parts to it. I think we've got a really good farm system. Obviously, you're seeing the benefits of that at third base and center field in the pitching staff. Super excited about next year. Obviously, we had a good season in 25. That builds momentum going into 26. We've had a really good start to the offseason in terms of our season ticket renewals. So a lot of optimism around the revenue generation, which informs what we'll spend on the baseball side. Because we do, you know, we're fortunate to have an owner that lets us put every available dollar back into the baseball operation. So that's all real positive. But as to the farm system and its use and its growth, you know, I think that's, save that one for Orlando. You can hit Jed on that.
We're joined by Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And Crane, we do appreciate you joining us for a conversation more than interrogation. I hope it doesn't sound that way, but this is a great opportunity, I believe, for the Cubs to explain what the offseason plan might be in terms of, you look at the postseason and there were five extra home games and then that increased revenue. Does that affect the approach this offseason? And how does the ownership and front office view the success of last year, getting close but not quite getting over the top? So generally speaking, how would you explain the way that the last year's postseason affects this year's offseason?
Yeah, so I kind of started there. Obviously, hugely positive. You know, we were really fortunate that in some ways, being the first wild card, you get three home games, which is really, really valuable, both financially and for our fans. And, you know, we had a great series with the Padres, you know, went the full three games, won the series. You know, if you guys were in the park, I know Bruce was because he was working. You know, enormous energy, kind of back to the 16-17 year energy level in the ballpark, and then a really good series with the Brewers that went all five games. Yeah, that's, you know, you're asking the question of, does that help build a plan for next year? And it does. You know, I'm a broken record on this. I don't know how many years, Bruce, you've asked the question, or David, you've asked the question, and I've answered it the same way for, I don't know, at least a dozen years. But our budget process is really simple, boring and simple, which is we project to the best of our abilities all of our revenues from ticket sales and concessions and clubs and suites and concerts and special events like the Savannah Bananas coming this year. So we look at all forms of income. We project to the best of our forecasting ability what will happen. And we take into effect issues like, we play five home games in March next year. It's a rough start to the season, given the weather in Chicago. So we look at the schedule, we look at opponents, we look at when we play them, what time of year, what day of the week. We project our revenues as best we can. And then we plug in our fixed numbers, like radio and television are fixed numbers, so are our corporate partnerships. So we plug in the fixed numbers. And then we reduce it by revenue sharing, and then we project all of our costs, which, you know, are everything from, as I mentioned earlier, you know, maintaining and operating Wrigley Field and Sloan Park and the academy and salaries for our baseball and business teams and basically all of our non-player expenses, CapEx, property taxes and the like. And the remainder becomes our baseball budget. So it's like simple formula. When you have a good postseason, when you have a good season ticket renewal number like we have, great thanks to our fans, yeah, you get more bullish on putting money into the baseball budget because you believe it'll be there at the end of the day. So long answer to a short question, which is, yeah, the postseason is really good for projecting the following year.
Well, it sounds like an interrogation rather than an interview at this point. But we do have to ask you about Marquee and the future of that network that you have partnership with Sinclair, and what's going on there, the future, how you interpret it for the Cubs and the fans.
Yeah, you know, and you're part of the network, so you know all this, but it's worthy of spending a few minutes. Yeah, we made some changes this week. It's a really quickly changing environment in the media and the way people consume it. You know, Bruce, you and I go back to rabbit ears. Probably David's too young for that. When we were getting our television over the air and trying to, you know, move the rabbit ears around to try and get the channel you want. And then we had cable, at least in my house, with one of those old clunky push button consoles in the 80s and then the satellite dishes. But now we're on to streaming. And so, again, the way people consume media has changed. And, you know, we at the Cubs have been following that trend. We were first on over-the-air television with WGN, which is fabulous. Then we started Fox Sports Chicago in 99. We converted to Comcast in 04, and then in Marquee in 2019. So we've been kind of migrating with the viewer habits from over-the-air on GN all the way now to streaming. And so the industry's pivoting. Like, you're seeing this all over, not just in Chicago, although Chicago's a pretty good microcosm of what's going on. You had 12 teams had their RSNs go bankrupt in the last 2 years. Five have given their rights back to Major League Baseball. Some of them have gone back to over the air. Like, some have gone back to the the old days, including the White Sox. You know, they tried their digital antenna strategy over the air about 18 months ago, and then they went back to cable this summer. So they've made two quick pivots, and everyone's navigating this different changing environment. So we were told that last summer that we were going to go to the ultimate tier on Comcast, and that led off a three-month analysis of how we should move forward. The first and easiest decision was to recommit our games to our game broadcast. So Cole Wright's contract was up. We renewed Cole. JD and Boog and Taylor and Elise, they're all under contract, so that wasn't going to change. We kept our production team intact. So from a game watching perspective, which I think most of our fans care most about, you know, not a lot is changing next year. We're going to introduce some new technology, but we're just, you know, committed to over-serving on the game broadcast. On the business side, we made the decision to flip our local sales group into a partnership with Playfly. So that was announced last week. We're retooling some distribution plans, and we'll announce some new distribution agreements soon. We did have to make some tough calls on the digital content side as we're looking at a new model there, but we had to say goodbye to some really solid contributors, and that was really tough. And then as part of the whole repositioning, our GM, Diane Penny, decided to leave. She did a great job for us on our digital platform. Our streaming app grew 3X in her 2 years with us. We had 85% year-over-year growth in the way people bought, you know, Marquee Stream, and she retooled the digital selling team. So she did a super job for it, but her contract was up in December. And as we talked about outsourcing sales and distribution, she wanted to kind of look for her next challenge, and she's already found it. So she joined NBC. She'll be working the Olympics in Milan. We wish Diane well, so she's off on a new start. But, you know, so the network is moving, just like you're seeing at on the other side of town. And I think it'll continue to you'll continue to see changes there. But I think for your listeners, what they care about is, hey, when I turn on Marquee, am I going to see the same quality production pre, post, and game? And the answer is yes there.
Crane, before we let you go, and really appreciate your time this morning. So you look at big picture, you've got the Cubs organization. There's a new pitch hit lab in Mesa. That's a great development. You're preparing for the All-Star game at Wrigley in 2027. People are looking forward to that. The Cub convention is probably going to be sold out again like it is every single year. I guess I'm curious, though, from your vantage point, organizationally, what's the sense of urgency? Because the Cubs were close. And fans who are listening to this program and fans who pay what they do to go to Wrigley Field as much as they can every given season, they want to know, what is the organizational urgency to get to the World Series and win it again? It'll be 10 years already that will be celebrated this season, the anniversary of the 2016 team. How would you describe that sense of urgency?
Yeah, I think the postseason is just like last year. Yes, it was really fun and rewarding to see the ballpark come to life in October. But when it ends and you have to watch especially the Brewers continue playing, there was a ton of bitterness in our building the day after. Their use of the L flag in their celebration didn't feel great. It's just words, so people don't have to, and probably discount it as soon as they come out of my mouth. But like, the sense of urgency is high. We got, a collective bargain agreement ending at the end of this season. And you point out 10 years is a long time since 2016. And for me, 23 years, if you believe every 30 years at a minimum, you should be winning a World Series. You know, I'm going into 24 and we only won one. So I can just tell you that the urgency is incredibly high. And we have a team that can do it. I mean, you need to be honest with yourself. In 2011 and 2012, we were in a different mode. And while the aspirations were always high and hopeful, reality was pretty easy to see. This is a team that can win. You look at what happened last year with our young players. we really haven't talked about Cade Horton and Matt Shaw and the young players that have played so well for us. This is that kind of team where young players can step forward. We got, you know, no one talks about Michael Bush. He's like a quiet superstar at first base. This is a really good team. We're going to invest behind it. And no, urgency is very high at Wrigley Field.
Before we let you go, Crane, the 10-year celebration at the Cub Convention of the World Champions, I'm hearing 20 players or a combination of players, coaches, manager coming back to celebrate that. Tell us a little about that, and also the 150-year anniversary of the Chicago Cubs coming up this year.
Yeah, we got a doubleheader next year. 10th anniversary of our 2016 team. We've got a lot planned for that. More of that will be spelled out at the convention. We expect to see a ton of players back. Already hearing from a lot of them on what they want to do while they're here. So it's going to be a ton of fun. And then the second half of the doubleheader is it's the 150th anniversary of the Cubs as an NL team. So the team started in 1876 in the National League, one of only two teams that remain in their home city. So it's a big deal. I think if it weren't for the 10th anniversary, it would probably dominate the whole calendar. I think we'll put a little more emphasis behind the 10th anniversary, but we're also going to celebrate, you know, the beauty of playing in one place for 150 years and playing in a wonderful ballpark for 110 years in a city that loves this club so much. So a lot of plans to celebrate that. You know, I think you'll hear a lot from our friend Ed Hardig, who's our team historian, about what life was like in 1876 and all the evolution that has happened since for this magical ball club.
That was a tough team for me to cover, believe me.
I was going to say, you were at our Hall of Fame. You know, we haven't talked about that either, but the Hall of Fame balloting is underway. Bruce is one of our panelists, and that'll be announced at the Cubs convention. But yeah, the running joke every time we talk about a player from the golden era is we ask Bruce how he played in the 1920s and 30s.
Crane, thank you so much for your time this morning.
All right, great. Have a nice holidays, guys.
You too. Crane Kenny, the Cubs president of business operations. Plenty to react to there. 312-644-6767. Call or text. We're here for your reactions. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers?
Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Score. Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Don't go anywhere on this Saturday. You know what it is? It's Championship Saturday in college football. And we here at The Score have a doubleheader for you. First up, Georgia-Alabama SEC Championship, 3 o'clock. Then it's number 1 Ohio State, number 2 Indiana. Yes, you realize if Indiana beats Ohio State, it's the first time ever the Hoosiers have been number 1 in the country. That was huge. It's for the Big Ten Championship tonight at 7 o'clock. Doubleheader coverage right here on The Score and the free Odyssey app beginning at 2:30. 312-644-6767. Bruce, we're going to react the 10 o'clock hour, at least until we get talk to Gene Watson at 10:30 about what Crane Kenny had to say to us.
Yeah, I mean, and these situations where you bring in a president of baseball operations and monies, first of all, I give Crane credit for coming on, number one. Number two, usually the answers that you get, questions that are asked, are usually not always satisfactory to the people listening out there, as we know. But again, we want to get your opinion. We want to know where we failed you or where you felt you got something out of this conversation, because that's what The Score is all about. It always has been.
What did you hear that you liked? What did you not hear that you wish was asked?
How about you, David?
Well, I have plenty of thoughts, and I will share them when we come back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.